Morning Watch, Day 4. Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, Week 7. The One Who is Formed in the Believers. Related Verses. Galatians 4:19. My children, with whom I travail again in birth, until Christ is formed in you. Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:1 and 13. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was openly portrayed, crucified? Christ has redeemed us out of the curse of the law, having become a curse on our behalf, because it is written, cursed is everyone hanging on a tree. Philippians 2:6, who, existing in the form of God, did not consider being equal with God a treasure to be grasped. Ephesians 4:13 through 16. Until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be no longer little children, tossed by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching in the sleight of men, in craftiness with a view to the system of error, but holding to truth and love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Related reading. Travail refers to painful labor in childbirth. In this metaphor, Paul likens himself to a mother who gives birth to a child. He labored in this way to regenerate the Galatians when he first preached the gospel to them. Because they deviated from the gospel that he had preached to them, he was toiling again in travail until Christ would be formed in them. Paul was in travail that Christ might be formed in the Galatians. Christ, a living person, is the focus of Paul's gospel. His preaching, which differed greatly from the teaching of the law and letters, was to bring forth Christ, the Son of the living God, in the believers. Hence, the book of Galatians is emphatically Christ-centered. Christ was crucified to redeem us out of the curse of the law and rescue us out of the evil religious course of the world. And he was resurrected from the dead that he might live in us. We were baptized into him, being identified with him, and have put him on, clothing ourselves with him. Thus we are in him and have become him. On the other hand, he has been revealed in us. He is now living in us, and he will be formed in us. To him the law has conducted us, and in him we are all sons of God. It is in him that we inherit God's promised blessing and enjoy the all-inclusive Spirit. Furthermore, it is in him that we are all one. We need him to supply us with his grace in our spirit, that we may live him. When the Galatian believers were regenerated through Paul's preaching of the gospel to them the first time, Christ was born into them, but not formed in them. To have Christ formed in us is to have Christ fully grown in us. First, Christ was born into us at the time we repented and believed in him. Then he lives in us in our Christian life. And finally, he will be formed in us at our maturity. Galatians 4:19 points out that Paul's burden was not to carry on a Christian work, but was to have Christ formed in the believers. Through Paul's preaching, Christ had entered into the Galatians. But because they had been deceived, Christ had not yet grown in them and had not been formed in them. Therefore, Paul labored again, like a mother laboring in giving birth, that Christ would be formed in the believers. Paul wrote out of the burden to minister Christ into the saints. He was burdened that Christ would be established, built up in them. Galatians tells us that Christ is revealed in us and that he lives in us. Now we see that Christ must also be formed in us. Ministering Christ to others is not accomplished easily. It often requires suffering and struggle. Ministering Christ is much more difficult than carrying on an ordinary Christian work. If you would bear the burden with a sincere heart to minister Christ to others, you will discover what labor and suffering it requires. You will need to labor like a mother giving birth to a child. The goal of our service in the church or in the ministry must be to minister Christ into others. It is not adequate simply to say that we preach the gospel, for it is possible to preach the gospel without ministering Christ to others. Our burden must be the ministering of Christ. Once again, I say that this requires labor and suffering. It demands prayer, patience, and love. According to our experience, such a ministry is a battle, a wrestling. The subtle one, the enemy of God, is active to bring in frustration or distraction. Hence, we must learn from Paul to be burdened to minister Christ and also to appeal to the saints' affection that their hearts may be touched.